It is 8:07 on the morning show with sunshine and temps in the mid-50s. Today's Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you in part by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized healthcare with compassion, and also L&J Industries in Charles City, helping pets find their forever home.
If you love animals and are looking for a way to volunteer in the community, Paws of Charles City might be your answer. I'm JC Paws Assistant Manager, and we are always looking for people to help walk dogs, socialize our cats, help with fundraising events, foster homes, and loving adoptive homes. Paws Humane Society and L&J Industries, helping our furry friends find their forever home.
It is 8:08. We have a sunshine in downtown at Charles City, and I forgot to bring my sunglasses this morning. Temps right now in the mid-50s. Joining us today on Community Conversations and the Paws Pet of the Week, we have Julie Taylor, who
okay.
is the director. of the Paws Humane Society. I almost called you the assistant director, but J.C. Pikel is out of town.
I don't care about titles, so you can call me. Sometimes I'm just the Paws lady, and that works fine.
Well, my sister's the crazy cat lady, so
okay.
She's fine with that title.
Yeah.
So who'd you bring with today?
I have Misty. Who is being so sweet? Yes. She's sitting so nice for a treat, but I mean, these treats might not be to her liking, you know? Sometimes the dogs get picky on which treats they like.
And she is picky.
I don't know. Yes, apparently so. I didn't grab the right ones. Yes, I see these are like organic, healthy ones that, I don't know, sometimes it's like, okay, they just want the smelly, meaty ones, not the...
The one that smells like bacon.
Not the organic, no, exactly. So, yeah, it's funny. So, yes, I have Misty. She is a very, very pretty brindle-colored pity dog, and we have had her for quite a while. We were visiting right before on how long she's been at Paws, and I don't know the exact date, but it was early springtime.
I was going to say at least several months.
I know. She was in a home for maybe 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, did really well. But we did find out through that. I mean, she would get along with some dogs she would meet, but one of the dogs belonging to a family member of the adopters, and they were going to be around that dog a fair amount, and she just did not get along, and that was going to be problematic. And so we do think she'd be best as an only dog. However, sometimes at the shelter, she's around dogs all the time, and she's not always reactive to dogs there. So, it's kind of like sometimes we don't click with certain people. Sometimes dogs don't click with certain dogs. So, but probably safest that, yes, she is in a home as the only dog. But just to keep in mind, she's not always dog friendly. But with people and kids, she is the most gentle, kindest, dog.
How is she with cats? Do you know?
I think she would, be very focused and interested. I don't know if necessarily she'd be aggressive, but I think it might just take some time. Might not be the best match, but again, it kind of depends on, if the cat is dog smart and knows, has been around dogs before. But
yeah, there's a lot of cats that like to torment dogs.
That's
which
true.
I think is the start of the issues. With
yep. Dogs. Yep. That's true, too. Exactly. If they would just ignore her. Yes. But
she's looking out the window.
She is just. Yes.
She's just been staring at the
yes,
traffic going
almost
by.
Being like a cat, watching everything outside. So, yes, and she is about 2 to 3, so definitely over the really wild puppy stage, but still pretty spunky, likes to go for walks, and a fenced yard would be a nice bonus for her. I know at the shelter she has an outdoor run, and she loves just laying out there, in the sunshine, and as you can see, watching everything, and yes, so... So yes, we really hope. And the nice thing is her adoption fee is sponsored, meaning that it was paid for. And I will give a little shout out to Tellurian Brewing sponsored her adoption fee. And Liberties, the other pit, the mom dog to the eight puppies. So both of their adoption fees are sponsored by the brewery, which is really nice. Just looking for a good home. And yeah, she's been there a while and then came back in July. So now it's been, you know, another 2 months of sitting at the shelter, which gets pretty stressful. So
it does.
We would love, you know, or if there's somebody willing and able to foster her, to give her a break from the shelter. Maybe they can't commit permanently, but they
at least to get her out of the
willing
shelter
to,
for a
yes,
while.
Yeah. We have found foster homes, you know, I mean, we know foster homes are amazing. We already know that, but we've also found that just having them in that foster home, getting cute pictures, getting more information on their, you know, just on their behaviors, their habits, really helps the next home. And we've seen that over and over, that dogs that maybe have sat for a long time at the shelter go to a foster home, and then in a week or two they find their forever home. So,
and that's what we're hoping for Misty.
For sure.
Now let's talk about adoption hours coming up this weekend.
Yes, we will be open both Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, the 27th, I will be there actually 11 to 2. And then on the 28th, our volunteer Cassie will be there 1 to 3 p.m.
If you have a busy street, you might. She finally just got out of the window. She loves watching traffic and people walking by.
She really does. Yes.
So once again, adoption hours coming up this weekend. You can find more information on that at pawsatcharlescity.com. Now, what do you have for cats? I know you have a couple of cat programs coming up.
We do have a lot of cat action going on and coming up here soon. Number one, we are at capacity on the cat side, which our capacity is about 33-34, and we're at 30 right now, so close enough. We're almost at full capacity. If you look at our cages, you'll say, well, I see a couple empty cages. Yes, but we have, I don't know how many cages, probably at least 4 or 5 cages that are doubled up with kittens. And as they get a little bigger, we do need to separate them. They like being together, but it gets too crowded in a cage to have, you know, bigger kittens together. So when you start separating kittens, yeah, we are full. And then we also have right now, we have 7 kittens in foster homes. So those will need to be coming back soon. We really, really need cat adoption. So we are reducing cat adoption fee to $50, which is basically like kind of half price. I don't look at animals as products we're selling, but, you know, we're just reducing adoption fee to hopefully kind of incentivize people to come in and want to give them homes, and maybe what they would usually put toward the adoption fee, they can put toward getting toys and spoiling them in other ways. And we know, you know, vet care, of course, they come with all their vet care taken care of, but we know down the road, you know, vet care costs and things. So. So we've got that going on. We're calling that Falling for Felines event. So, yeah. And I'm not even sure. We're kind of being a little loose on how long that's going to continue, Chris, because, you know, as long as we stay so full on the cat side here this fall, we'll continue it for sure, you know, into October. I'm just not sure, you know, if we'll continue to the end of October, or we'll just kind of see, as long as we need to, basically. And then otherwise, yeah, we've got a couple other things. We have our last low-cost cat neuter, spay and neuter clinics coming up yet this fall that we partner with Avenue of the Saints Vet here in town. And we have a date for the neuter clinic, which is October 16th. And they are able to neuter 20 cats that morning. It's a crazy morning. So the stipulations for that are just that you need to be a Floyd County resident. And if you will go to our Facebook page, you will see more information on how to set all that up. It's basically, it will connect you to a link through the vet clinic to be able to like kind of register for that. And we do just ask that it's just two cats per household. We know sometimes people have a lot of cats, which we appreciate. They all need to be spayed and neutered, but we're just trying to kind of spread the, you know, spread out the services available so more people can take advantage of it, I guess, basically. Yeah. So yeah, check that out on our Facebook page. And like I said, yep, October 16th. And it was just double checking the cost because I was forgetting it's $30, which includes the neuter, the rabies, the distemper shot, and the microchip, which is a lot of vet care. I would say typically, oh goodness, I don't know if that might be $250 of vet care for $30. So you're not gonna beat that.
No, yes. No, you are not. So check the Paws Humane Society Facebook page for more information on that and to get signed up and pay that fee. Let's go ahead and talk about an event coming up in just about a week and a half, the Paws UTV ride.
Yes.
Which is registration's ongoing for that now. We're hoping for a great Saturday. Go ahead and talk more about that.
Sure. Yes. Coming up super quick now. So, yes, we've got our sponsors lined up. Thank you for the community, businesses who've been so supportive, and all the individuals who've already signed up. I don't have a tally on how many vehicles. Sorry, JC is kind of overseeing that aspect of it. But I know we're really pleased that we've got a fairly high number of individuals signed up to have UTVs there that day. So yes, October 4th. And it's going to be meeting in the morning at Derailed. Registration is 9 to 10. So if you don't by chance register ahead, we know sometimes people kind of are last minute kind of people. Yeah. Okay, myself.
Me too.
So if that's the case, you can just, you know, pop into Derailed that morning between 9 and 10 and register. And then as a group, they're going to leave Derailed at 10:30 in the morning. And I know they've got some great trails that an individual is just allowing people to come and ride on. And, you know, I think he's excited to kind of share his land with us. And then I think, and again, I apologize, JC is kind of the master at this whole fundraiser. So she knows the details better than I, but it, as a group, you know, we're just kind of doing it different this year. That before it was kind of take your own route, do your own thing. And this is going to be more as a group, and a little bit more of a traditional UTV ride. So
sure.
It should be a lot of fun.
And I'm trying to think, she mentioned the account last week, and I was fairly certain is between 20 and 30.
Yes, that's what I believe. It was like 22, 23 last I had talked to her. So yeah,
that's gonna be a great show up coming up.
It will be Saturday, yeah October it will 4th. Be it's exciting. So
there is still time to get signed up for that. You can search the Paws website, pawscharlescity.com, or on Facebook as well for that event and get signed up for that. Hoping for great weather, and judging by what the weather forecast is this week all the way through Tuesday, with highs in the low 80s with sunshine, I would have to think that we're going to have a great Saturday for that.
Yeah, awesome.
Now, let's go ahead and talk about donations. Do you need anything for donations, like dog treats, cat litter?
Yeah, we definitely can use some dog treats. And I'm not discouraging people from the traditional kind of, you know, milk bone dog biscuits are great. We just have a lot of those right now. Sometimes, you know, they kind of like the soft, you know, chewy kind of treats. I don't know, just for something different, I guess. And we were super low on paper towels. Now we have a lot of paper towels. Could always, you know, I'm not going to discourage people because we go through paper towels, but for a while there with 8 puppies, we were really doing a lot of cleaning. But scoopable cat litters, always something we need. This is kind of a silly thing, but we use, it doesn't have to be, you know, Comet cleanser brand, but the, you know, the the shakeable powder. We use that to clean the dog bed. So, I mean, that's just kind of a silly thing I noticed we were low on. Toilet paper, you know, this is something people don't think about, but we do have, you know, we do have
a toilet there, right?
And I noticed we're getting low on toilet paper. So, you know, that's a silly thing, but again, something kind of necessary. So, cat toys, sturdy dog toys are always appreciated.
If you do need some help in trying to figure out what to get, I believe there is a wish list that you can check out as well at pausecharlescity.com, if I'm not mistaken. So yes, check that list out. I believe there's a link there to where you can actually order off Chewy.com and have it delivered right to the Paws Humane Society.
Wonderful.
Well,
so yes.
Yep. Makes it fairly easy.
It really is. Click on this, click on what you choose, and then it's all set up to just deliver to us in a couple days. It's, you know, I always feel like it's Christmas when I come to the shelter and there's boxes stacked outside from Chewy or Amazon. It's like, oh, what did we get? So, yeah, it's silly that I'm excited.
That would be a good feeling.
But it is. It's a really nice feeling to end this, that to know people, you know, are thinking about our animals and wanting to give back. So it's very appreciated. So.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Is there anything I happen to miss?
Only other just little thing with tomorrow evening is that Harvest Moon Festival, you know, on Main Street here. And Paws is going to be selling water and pop. So we're going to be stationed outside Prologue. And I don't know that we're going to be bringing animals. I think it might be a little too much going on, but we'll see. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a wild streak and say, oh, I'm going to bring some cats or a dog. I don't know. It kind of depends on the atmosphere, I guess. But
sure.
And I know, you know, I mean, we're not going to be serving food, but we'll see. But we will have a table and be selling those non-alcoholic drinks for people. But yeah, check out if you've heard about that coming up. It sounds like it's going to be a fun event.
It does sound like
it.
So that's coming up tomorrow. You're going to be right outside Prologue.
Yeah, starting at 4 o'clock. So
4 p.m.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you very much, Julie, for joining
us. Thanks, Chris.
And always a pleasure to have you in studio. And we'll talk to either you or JC coming up next week.
Perfect. Sounds great. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. That was the Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you once again by L&J Industries in Charles City and also Flint County Medical Center. 57 degrees, sunshine, downtown Chucktown. Your weather next.